Impressions at Cologne. Finally, Mrs. White's train brought her to Cologne. Arriving at 8 p.m., her hotel was only a short distance from the cathedral. We had a good view of it by moonlight. This is said to be the most magnificent Gothic edifice in the world. It is built, in the form of a cross, is 444 feet long, and has two towers each 512 feet high, the loftiest in Europe. Ibid. But the city itself held far greater interest for the Lord's servant than the grand cathedral. She wrote. Hither came Tyndale from Hamburg, to complete the printing of the New Testament, hoping to find here better opportunities for sending the work, when finished, to England. He had not, however, proceeded far in his labors, when his secret was betrayed, and he escaped from the city only in time to save his printed sheets from falling into the hands of the papists. A little boat conveyed him and his precious wares up the Rhine along the very route which we are to talk at Worms. There he completed his great work, and England for the first time received the Bible printed in the language of the people. See also. Tyndale had received the gospel from Erasmus' Greek New Testament. He then began to preach his convictions. To the papists' claim that the church had given the Bible, and the church alone could explain it, Tyndale responded. Do you know who taught the eagles to find their prey? Well, that same God teaches his hungry children to find their Father in his word. Far from having given us the scriptures, it is you who have hidden them from us, it is you who burn those who teach them, and if you could, you would burn the scriptures themselves.
D'Aubigny, History of the Reformation of the 16th Century, b. 18, ch. 4.
The trip by train along the banks of the picturesque Rhine River took the party through the towns of Bingen and Mainz, as well as the cities of Cologne and Worms, and left the wide-eyed visitors all aglow with admiration. About noon we passed through Worms, the quaint old town which Luther has inseparably linked with the history of the Reformation, and from which went forth Tyndale's Bible, the most powerful agent in the Reformation of England. See also. Finally, on November 19, after 4 days along the return route, Mrs. White and her traveling companions reached Basel. She had been gone 6 weeks and traveled more than 2,500 miles.